Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, September 15th, 2017, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. An LSU student's death may have been caused by hazing, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a saint who had a transformative supernatural experience. Terror attacks in London and Paris occurred this morning, and North Korea fired another missile over Japan. In college news, UPI reports that 18-year-old Maxwell Raymond Groover was taken to a Baton Rouge hospital yesterday morning from the Phi Theta Delta Theta fraternity house. He died shortly after arriving at the hospital. LSU Media Relations Director Ernie Ballard told NBC News that police are investigating Groover's death as a potential hazing incident, but University President F. King Alexander emphasized that the situation is evolving. Alexander did confirm that alcohol played a part in the situation and that the native Georgian, Groover, could have been engaged in a drinking game. An autopsy is being performed today. In a statement, LSU President Alexander said, quote, "As we have continually warned over and over again, hazing is dangerous, irresponsible, and unacceptable, and it will not be tolerated at LSU, period." He vowed to hold any responsible parties accountable. Phi Delta Theta has been suspended by the university, along with all Greek activities, pending the results of the LSU police investigation. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. "Let us bind ourselves tightly to the sorrowful heart of our Heavenly Mother, and reflect on its boundless grief and how precious is our soul." Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Catherine of Genoa. Catherine was born in 1447 in Genoa. Turned away from the convent at 13, she was married at 16 to a faithless, ill-tempered man. To escape her miserable marriage, she distracted herself with things of the world, and her faith became lukewarm. Following a nun's advice to go to confession, she received a supernatural experience in the confessional in which she saw her own sinfulness and understood clearly the love of God. Her life would be forever changed. Two great works are attributed to her, Treatise on Purgatory and Dialogues of the Soul and Body. She was instrumental in the conversion of her husband and after his death devoted her life to caring for the sick in the hospital of Genoa. She died in 1510. St. Catherine of Genoa, pray for us. Terror attacks took place this morning in London and Paris. The Daily Mail reports that at least 20 people were injured in a London underground metro bombing this morning when a homemade bucket bomb sent what was described as a, quote, "wall of fire" through the train carriage. Some people had burns on their legs and faces, and others were injured in the stampede which followed the blast as people tried to escape. The bomb was described as unsophisticated, unlike the bombs which ISIS typically employs, and it is suspected that it never fully detonated. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack. In Paris, also from the Daily Mail, a knifeman praised Allah as he lunged at a French soldier from behind and attempted to stab him. The soldier wrestled the attacker to the ground and police arrested him as he continued spewing ISIS slogans. The BBC reports that a missile was fired from Pyongyang over Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, landing in the Pacific Ocean. The missile was fired just before 7 a.m. local time today. South Korea claims that it likely flew at an altitude of about 478 miles and a distance of about 2,300 miles. This is the second time within a month that North Korea has fired a missile over Japan, but this missile flew significantly higher and further than the previous missile. In Japan, sirens sounded and people were instructed to take cover. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said that this was an intolerable act of provocation. South Korea responded by holding a ballistic missile drill in the Japan Sea, and the Presidential Palace has called an urgent National Security Council meeting. The Associated Press reports that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the missile firing, quote, "trampled on the international society's desire for a peaceful solution." U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis called the missile launch reckless, but would not comment on a possible military response. The U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting about the missile launch, and private consultations will take place this afternoon at the request of the United States and Japan. In this Celestial Musings, the City of Atlanta is participating in a Smart City Project test program, which utilizes sensors and cameras in conjunction with self-driving vehicles to improve motor safety. Here is Brian Mulligan, President of Applied Information, talking about this initiative.
So the future is electric, connected, and autonomous.
Electric, connected, autonomous. Electric, meaning it's bad for the environment and the future of young African children in the Congo, some as young as 7, who slave away in the cobalt mines to provide us with the lithium batteries to run our precious electric zero-emissions vehicles. And full disclosure, we drive a Prius, but we were unaware of this issue when we bought it 7 years ago. Connected. Translate that as able to be hacked. Not good. What's going to happen when, say, Volvo decides that their brand of cars won't drive people to sexist, homophobe churches? Or the government decides that we've visited the grocery enough times this week? Autonomous. Translate, boring. Driving is fun. Why would you willingly give that up? This initiative is being touted as progressive. G.K. Chesterton said, progress is not an illegitimate word, but it is logically evident that it is illegitimate for us. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for more of The Mike Church Show, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.